Shmaitzer Shir, Tuesday night, for the Chav Dalet Kislev. Tomorrow's Chav Dalet Kislev. So we're in Shmaitzer Vav Perek Ches, I think. Oh, we started Perek Ches already?
Yeah.
Started Perek Ches, and he's the same minion about the Chachmei Provincia. And when the Torah gives an Eidechon and Emonos, could it be Chayzer with an Amasla? The Shmaitzer makes the Shaila as if there's a din of Kibbutz Shehigin. In other words, if there's a din of Kibbutz Shehigin from the Chayzer Magid, then you cannot be Chayzer even with an Amasla. That's how he puts down the Shaila. That the issue is whether there's a din of Kibbutz Shehigin.
Doesn't he already make the tefillah, whether it's a perush or a hakash?
That's a side point. I'm talking about Begadol, what he's talking about. He says a lot of things.
No,
he talks about if you need a bezdin for Eidechos. Begadol, the question of the Chachmei Provincia, is the question of if an Eidechos, when you have an Emonos in the Torah, then you be chayder with an Amasla. And he makes it into an issue of Erechonem and Mitzurin, which it's already, that's a Chiddush too. That extrapolation. And he makes it into the Shiloh of Kibbutz Shehigin, if there's a din of Kibbutz Shehigin.
Where did we get that? Everywhere the Torah believes 1A is like 2. Where is that?
That's a Gemara. Amok Nishim in the Torah Erechonem and Shnayim. But many Rishonim say that that's not said by Isurin. By Isurin, 1A is enough. It's only said when ostensibly you would need 2, and the Torah believes 1. Like Hidashniyos Biti. Or like Sota. Eid Sota. Or Eglarufa. I mean, that's the big 3. Eglarufa, Sota, and Eglarufa, Sota. It's only a father. Come on, the Torah believed in Eidechon. It's only a father. Sota to say she's Tmeya. Eglarufa to say he knows who the Ritzayach is. What?
That's
Yisurim.
That's the other kind of Yisurim. Whether or not that's two days or like 2 and
I months. Just had it. You made me forget it. It was on the cusp. It was on the cusp of my memory. Wait a second. Sota is the classic case. Sota is the classic case. Eglarufa. Oh, and no. When you say a mesa baila to an isha, but that's not even clear if that's the arise. It's certainly not a pasuk. It's a very complicated inyan. Not clear. Okay, I think it's mesa ishto. So you have the rule. So some Rishonim say that's only when you need Shnayim. So he's Shnayim. But if you only need Eidechot, you only need Eidechot. But the Shmaitzer is assuming he throws in Lashonos of Kol Mokom Shemin and Torah. We bought a new amplifier.
Mm-hmm.
So he's using it? How can you tell? Like, wow. I know, but. So they can hear him?
I don't hear him.
No, I don't hear him. I can hear him a little. The speaker is behind the two guys in the back.
It must be a very sophisticated system, because you don't hear that amplifier sound.
It's also it's facing them. It's directional. It's not just like booming it out. It's pointing away from us.
Oh, like that?
Yeah, look over here. It's behind the two guys in the back. It's facing forward.
He showed me the system. There's
that's right. You're right. That's right.
It's wireless. Like, he showed me how to put it together. Because I got lost after like 10 seconds. I saw a very interesting sign from the Badass, nothing to do with the Shmaitzer. You know, in Yerushalayim, they're very marked with barakas, that milchik should have a special shape. I saw in Yerushalayim today, apparently milchik subganiyot are now very common. It used to be just uris. But now everybody makes them. So they... very funny sign. No, they gave out signs, not shape, but they have a different look. Epistemilchik, the ones on Mechuyiv, they're funny. Like, the sign is funny, but it's really...
it's good.
It says the milchik ones, and they have a picture of a donut. What I'm saying now might be incorrect because I don't remember the sign by heart, but it's something like, it's the equivalent of, but don't listen to what I'm saying. The Milwaukee ones are vanilla topping with chocolate syrup, and the Parva ones are chocolate topping with vanilla syrup. Like it describes the topping of the Sofonio. But I saw the sign for Yala, like, outside in the streets. Like, no more just jelly donuts. Eretz Yisrael has become... it's over. Like, it used to be, you went to Brooklyn Bake Shop. Hey, right. You go to Brooklyn Bake Shop, but you don't just get jelly donuts. You get all kinds of donuts.
Now everybody
just went into donuts. So now, apparently...
time. They milk chocolate, of course. Yeah. That's how they make it milk. It's so milk, the topping is like melted chocolate.
No, not even... No. The first you saw is it's not just jelly anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now they all went branched off into milchik. So the bedat, apparently it's common enough. That's why the bedats had to do it. So they laid, you know, for the bakeries under their hashgacha, they gave very specific hora'os how the milchik donuts have to look, and they have a different look than the parva donuts. It was just a cute sign. I should have taken one. Very cute sign. So I'm sure Nama or Namon or whatever it's called,
they
next to Hillzo.
Oh,
what's it called? Nechama. They do. No, I'm talking about Nechama. The one next to Dilbazol has the dots.
What?
Don't they have...
different branches might have different hechsherim. Be aware of this. It's a not uncommon phenomenon that different branches, like Holy Bagel, has different hechsherim and different... They do what's kedai for them to do. You know, if it's in an area... anyway, they're very cute. Sociologically, it means that it's become common. Because if it's not common, then you don't have to do this. You do this if it becomes very common. This is the first year they did it. I never saw the sign.
Even when they weren't milchik, there were a lot of different flavors, not just jelly.
No, I'm talking about, but this is only for milk.
This one's there of the bedat,
they don't care about. But it was just, I wonder, like, if they sat there with the bakers, and they had to, like, figure out, okay, how are we going to do this? And, like, Rav Sternberg saying, chocolate topping with colored sprinkles. You know, and this one's saying, no, I don't like that. Let's do a
raspberry.
I think
maybe the hole in the middle is also good. You know, they usually when jelly ones have a hole in the side.
I'm making a suda soldat tomorrow night. It's just no one's invited.
Wait a minute.
No. Not a real Suda Soda. I mean, it's a Shalom Zachai Dog. That's the Tzur of the Shalom Zachai. And it's only for my family. And your Bechiel Spira. And Justin. And Justin.
Justin's like a bit right, so he's
kind of bad. No, that's all I know in Yerushalayim. I don't know anybody
else. Isn't he actually? He's like your second cousin.
He's our fifth cousin twice removed to the person who married my eighth cousin three times removed. Like, it's
one time you had mentioned that there was some crazy way you
some
were...
some crazy way that was very distantly. It couldn't get more distant. Like.
Thursday night we're going to have our Subganiyot tasting at the...
Yes, I was going to do that, but now, I mean, you're nice fellas, but I don't know if it's good night to sit on a bus or...
No, it's not.
The Hanukkah transportation is hard. So I was going to come Thursday, and Sunday I have to come.
Do it on Monday.
The Shiloh was Monday. I can't. Monday I'm not here.
Monday
I'm not here. Hanukkah. Are you going to be here for Shabbos? It's unbelievable how many people are going away Shabbos Hanukkah. It's such a going away thing.
Depressing.
Where are you going?
My mother-in-law. She insists all the kids and grandkids Shabbos Hanukkah. Everyone.
Where is
it?
You shall
lie. This is up
Hobos,
really. Hobos.
How fun.
I love everything. I'm not lighting in my house.
Yeah, I hate coming here Shabbos Hanukkah.
And then multi Shabbos, I'm not lighting at a good time. I have to schlep fully pack and get home.
I hate coming here for Shabbos Hanukkah. It's my worst nightmare is coming here Shabbos Hanukkah. Because of Motzei Shabbos. I can't light. The earliest I practically light is 8 o'clock. So it's not bad, but it's not good.
Right.
So Motzei Shabbos you're lighting anyway after.
I work so hard all week to rush home at the right time. I'm leaving work early. And then, like, daf on Shabbos. You know,
and you have a good place to start.
It messes up my Motzei Shabbos.
The same boat. Okay. Perek Tet. So there's a case of Benihu, because of Amma Abdihu. So the Shmaitz is going to say, yeah, why not? Because there's no din and monus to say someone's your son. So you're changing your mind. We're not master. Because everybody in heaven, I'll give you a master. We should be like, one of my heaven, I'm a benihu. There's no special that one is there. Kosei ni adua bebeno. I want to show me go. What are you saying it for? I'm going to be Yerusha, it's no gaya. There's no special din on us.
We're saying that that's not Nehemonis.
It's not a special Nehemonis interrogation. He's given a master. It's not a special din Nehemonis he has. It's regular good old Migu. It's not even Migu. Like the other more. The other is in the Matana, so you believe him, it got to be Jerusalem. I don't know what you want. The Shmaita in the Chafei Provincia are talking when the Torah imparted a special din Nemonis in the case. And you're a Nemon because of the good old Migu that's always a Nemonis and call it Terakula, so that's for sure. Masla does help.
Oh, I thought, like what we said, a Peshel Asa. Then our master helps because we're really not believing you beflow. Shavi and Afshin. We're not believing. We're not believing you. We're Shavi and Afshin. We're letting you do what you want with yourself. But here we're believing a guy because he has a ego.
It's a very good point. And now take it one more step. That the question with the Chafei Provincia and the Shmaitza is when the Torah imparts a special din among us. So then maybe, by the way, the Shmaitza holds you can always give an Amasla. Talking about the Chafei Provincia. They hold you can't give an Amasla because you're locked in. It's like Kivin Shehigat, Shubin Achazer Amagi. But with a Taina with a Migu, that's a universal din. That's not a special Inyan among us. And therefore, the Shmaitza feels there everybody will be made, even the Chachmi Provincia, that you could be Chayzer with an Amasla. It's not a question if you believed you can't have an Amasla. It's if the Torah gave you a special din to be believed, then we might apply like a Kivan Shehigid type din. Okay.
I mean, it's the Lord Jesus came into Rahman Allah Himnay.
Kivan Rahman Allah Himnay means with a special din Nemonis. Mishemochi Nemon Kshomar Chakachavdi with an Amasla. Mayin Mashakosavdi Kusefik Tsoy Sachoshin. Ubichubus Aran Kosav Bibshitus. The Eid Echon Hameyid. That's, this is the first, not like the Chachmei Provincia, but it's only according to the Shmaitza that Eid Echon Nemon Bisurin is like Kidashti Yazbiti, which I'm not so sure about. But in the Shmaitza's world, where it's all the same, then you see from the run, not like the Chachmei Provincia, because the Jews around Kosovo Shitos, they're not going to have made a Chazer Magad as a day of Maslow. and that's Yisurim there. Muchut Osvivay Gamkin Afilu Hechad Rechmona Heimne Mani Chazor Ayodei Amasla Vodavka Bishnei Eidem Hudloi Mani Amasla because it's been a Kivin Shehigin. Okay, now we get into something a little more not schwer, but just a little complicated. Berkeley Shosholom, he's going to bring a raya from a Tosfos that Tosfos holds like the Chachmei Shavitzer. So he does a good job here on the bottom of the Shmaitzim of whoever is setting up the next case, just explaining what it is. Bo minei rovam rav nachman hamazake get leishto v'mokam yovam mahu. The question is, do we assume that a woman hates her brother-in-law and therefore the get is a schus? Even the sanyule is schus, who, even though it's a get, but it's a schus that she's escaping the possibility of Yibam.
Is it because it's that would be better than Chalitza? What do you mean she's escaping Yibam?
No, it's not up to her. The Gemara Shaila is a psychological one, or call it a sociological one. Do we assume, with all the halachic ramifications of that assumption, do we assume she hates her brother-in-law? Or do we not? Maybe she likes him, and she likes the idea of getting this yabing by him.
Have we always said that Yibum is supposed to be like good for her? Like that's the whole reason.
Not for
like,
her, for the dead brother.
Oh, that's what it is. Like
it's for the dead brother.
That's right. Nobody does. Nobody.
Gemara now is not talking about that anybody, any Yibama is a miserable wreck. I don't know, it's like the ramification of the taking the get is a schus or not.
The way I understood your explanation of like what you think the svar is behind what an onus is has to marry the woman, it's like it's good for her. Right?
Yeah.
Because otherwise she might get married, something along those lines. So I think Kavachomer by Miyavin. We're not talking about an onus, we're talking about...
Look, we don't know she hates him, and could be if she walks into Bezdin and says, I hate him, 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 Bezdin are going to be miyads him to give chalitza. Like, what do you have to take a woman into your house that hates you? We're talking when that's not what's going on. We're talking, the husband gave a get. We want to know if that's called a schus or it's called a chova. Normally gets a chova. Maybe in this case it's a schus. But for that, we have to have a halachic assumption that she doesn't like him. In general, could we assume she doesn't care for him, and she'd rather not be married to him, and therefore she looks at the get as a schus. So the Gemara, that's the Gemara Shaila. That's Bo Minei Rovam Rav Nachman.
What? I'm saying.
Maybe it's the whole idea of Yibam.
I hear the idea, but the whole point of Yibam is supposed to be it's a good thing. Like,
not for her. That it was never said. It was always said, the Hakam Lach of Shame.
It's just another trampling on the rights of women.
You're trying to push his button?
It definitely is. I mean, the very fact that you can be Miyav Mahabal Karcha.
Right.
You don't need this Gemara for that. You can be Miyav Mahar against her will.
It just seems to be pushed that if you say it's in her interest that an onus marries her, that an onus marries her, then certainly it's in her interest that the Miyav marries
but
her.
But that's not the value the Torah is dealing with. Here there's a different value of Lachem Lachem Shame. That's the overriding value. It's overriding.
I'm just saying the assumption then should be obvious that it's not most women hate their brother-in-laws and are happy and consider it as exclusive to get the gift. Okay.
So the Gemara is going to bring a raya, and it's going to bring a. So on the bottom, he brings down the whole long arichos from where the raya stems from. Okay, it's very straightforward. It's just, it's an arichos, that's all. He says there's four cases. A woman comes and her husband and child died. So she comes to us now. So we say like this. There's four cases. He puts it down at the bottom very well. If when she went away, she had a son, she was becheskes peturim and ayibum. So when she and then we notice a brother. So when she comes back and says the husband died first and then the son, so she's believed because she's in consonance with the chazokah, because we know she had a son. So when she says her husband died first and then her son, that's cool. We believe her. If she says that the son died first and then the brother and then the husband, which means she's saying she was neifel liyibum, so we could. She can't get a siyabim. We won't let her go against the chazaka that much to allow the yibum, because that's an erev of eishes ha. We won't allow the yibum, but so she'll have to get chalitza. She'll have to get chalitza because she was shavya nafsha. I mean, she said that she's also the shuk.
No, because she's in the barat. What's that mean?
She has a problem, so she gets chalitza.
Because she's what she said.
Because of shavya nafsha. Yeah, she's saying she's zokel to yibum. She is saying. She's saying she's up to evil. She's not allowed to marry anybody else. So we won't let her marry the brother-in-law because it's against Chazokah. The Chazokah is that she's an Eishes Ha. Chazokah is that she had a kid. She was a Chazokah. Right? But if she... But... So you don't believe her. But if... But you get Chalitza for her. Because we're also not going to let her get married in the shuk. Okay.
Okay. Vita. If
chalitza means you don't let her get married with shuk without chalitza, she's saying she's also.
Well, on the chance that maybe
she's saying she's also shavya nafsha.
Okay.
Where I got what from shavya nafsha?
It's applicable in this case. That's all.
Why isn't it applicable in this case? Wait, let me. I'm sorry. So sozayin gezun. Why isn't it applicable in this case? A woman who had a child and a husband comes back and she said, my child died first and then my husband. Which means she's effective, that is saying, I'm also the shuk. I don't know what that's, it's a case of shavya nafshe. She also wants to marry her brother-in-law, maybe. Well, she's saying she's eligible to marry the brother-in-law. We don't let her do that because he's an erva. And she's going against the chazaka, why should we believe her? But, and you can't make him, by the way, you can't make the brother give chalitza either. He doesn't want to. Because we don't believe her, you know, so we ask him. Maybe he'll want $350,000 to give chalitza. Maybe. We're saying, I have to sit in front of a bezdin, there's going to be a million people there that came to gawk, and she's going to spit at me. I'm sorry, you know. If she pays me $100,000, I'll do it. But otherwise, I don't have to do it. And he's not mechuyev to do it. He's not mechuyev to do it because she, you know, I'm not mechuyev to get spit in the face and this and that because she's not even Neman. She's not Neman.
The next, you see, in the fourth case.
Yes.
Yes. Then we're going to, over there, we say the same word, poshim akoreha. And there is no shavya nafshe, because they're short. She's saying that she's, the chazaka is that she's,
okay, why don't we wait till we get to
there? We'll
in the third case, she went, becheskas, yes, yibum. She went without a child. And now she's coming back, and she's saying she had a child, but the child died first. So again, fine, that's great. Nothing changes, nothing happens. And she can get in a siyamen because she's becheskas that she needs yibum. All that happened is that Pesha also really. She said she had a kid and he died.
Mm-hmm.
And the fourth case is she says she had a kid. She had a kid and she's not allowed to be in a siyamen. So here the shavya nafshe's shoe is on the other foot. So she's not allowed to be married, she's not allowed to get married to the yavam because of shavya nafshe, even though she is becheskas. That she could marry the other when her husband died because they have no kids, but she is saying she's also because she had a kid, and she's saying the Baal died first.
Since Mutter and Shuk.
She's saying she had a kid, so she's also to the other.
Mutter went to the world.
What?
Okay.
She shavya nafshe the guy by the oven. She shavya nafshe the guy by the oven. Also shavya nafshe. Lagabe the world. Now, Lagabe the world, there was a chazaka that she's usher to the world because she went, she didn't have any kids. So the government of the world, she's becheskes of needing Yibam. The chiddush is that she's saying that she's also to the Yavam. So she's saying the kid died first. That she's saying she's saying the husband died first.
So they don't believe her enough to ask her to the yibum, not anything else. Where are you reading from?
If she says she had a kid and the baila died first, she's saying she's kukul yibum.
She's saying the husband died first.
And she's
we say forget about it. It's a chazaka that she's chayav.
Chazaka that she's chayav, right?
So we say we don't believe it.
Right.
But before makom, toshishim with the barah.
Yeah, we're not going to make her. It's like shavyanachi. We're not going to make her get married to the other. If she's screaming, she's also there.
Alright, we'll see. I mean, the
Raya is
in this case, right?
So?
We'll see, okay. I don't know.
It's a Shavya Nashi. Trying to scare me? So the Raya is in this case. Yeah, it's a Shavya Nashi that she's also to the oven. Now, getting back to the Shmaitza, Amalei Tanina Chayshinu Devareha B'chayletu Veloimus Yabemes Ainu Medutlan Sham O'ishu Shaholcha Hiu Bailu Mdinas Hayom Ubeno Imohim. Anyway, the whole, that's the four cases the Tosfos brought down that make up that Gemara, and the hechacha of the Gemara, the raya of the Gemara is from the last case that she comes and says, "I had a son. She left. She was becheskes hetel leyibum." And she comes back and she says, "I had a son. And the son was alive when my husband died. I can't be the shabbat." So the din is chaylet is v'loy b'shabemis. So Rav Nachman proved from there that the strong possibility that she likes the yavam. Because if you say she doesn't like the yavam,
no, the rabbi is saying the opposite.
So the raya of the Gemara is that
it sounds like the opposite.
It is. See the next paragraph.
She's saying she had a son.
He says, if you say it's Shavya Nashe, would you take off the Raya? He says in the very next paragraph.
She says, Noilad Li Bain, and then Meis Bailey, before the Ben died. So she's saying she's Zokuk. She's not Zokuk.
That's okay, right. That's
she's saying she's not Zokuk the evil. And Adarabba, she is also to the evil.
Right.
So she's believed. Now, if you say she's Vaday Sanyalei, then how could she ruin the Yibum and make that she can't be Mishyabe and she was Becheska Skuka the Yibum? And maybe there's like a built in side that she's lying because she doesn't like the Yavam. She doesn't want to be Mishyabe. So that's the Gemara's right. She wouldn't be believed. To be oike the din yibum of the chazaka that she went out becheskes yibum, now she's coming back with a song and a dance how she's pata from yibum, and we believe her because chazak is like the shabemis. So the, but the raya is going to be, but according to chora, b'chora,
well, it just means he has to do what he's right. He doesn't
no.
have choice.
He has to.
Let's
just remember something else. It makes it sound like he's. Wait, she went out Becheskes, we followed her Becheskes. She went out Becheskes, she would be Zochet to Yibum. Yes, we make her do Chalitza. But we don't, let her do Yibum because of what she said. Okay. Well, B'toy Zushon, the Yibtoimar, Hai Deinim, Shabemes, Shavya Nafshe, Chaticha de Yisura.
That's not the reason.
So, maybe. Even if you have a psychological insight that she hates the yavam, but that's not going to overcome shavya nafsho. Yishloima the diak mit the tzon.
Right.
That's Tosfos kasha.
Meaning that's not the reason. That was the reason. Not intomar.
Yishloima the diak mit the tzoni chayletzes. Masra she can't have din. The way come a mevaksin lachol. Masra she's a hamon, and she can force a chalitza. Nami Mashu the Chalad, and this is what the Shemaitre really wants to prove, is just the whole thing was brought down to the Imam. Mashu the Chalad, so if he will not slam Mashu the Chalad.
What's the
amasa
of the
Borea? Even if she was Chayzer and she gave an amasla, she still lost it to the Yavon. Chayzer's answers. Okay, we'll stop here.